The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 9th of October, 2008. It's the birthday of James Howe McClure, born 1939, Johannesburg, South Africa, a crime reporter, photographer in South Africa, who reported what he saw. And when he wrote about police brutality against black prisoners, the police started knocking on his door in the middle of the night to let him know that they were watching him. McClure was married with kids, decided South Africa wasn't the best place to live, so he moved to Britain, 1965, worked on newspapers there. One night, doodling on a pad, he wrote a sentence, "For an undertaker, George Abbott was a sad man." The next weekend, he put some paper in the typewriter, typed that sentence, and then kept typing for 2 weeks when he got to the words "the end," and he had a novel, The Steam Pig, came out in 1971. He wrote 7 more crime novels, writing each of them in about 2 weeks of steady work, the Kramer and Zondi series set in South Africa, 2 detectives, 1 Afrikaner, 1 Zulu, Kramer and Zondi. Quit working at the newspaper to write full-time, then decided to write nonfiction, wrote 2 books about police divisions in tough places, Liverpool and San Diego, for which he spent many months researching and hanging out with cops and observing them and interviewing. And by the time he was done, he realized how much he missed being around people now that he was a professional writer. So he went back to work for the newspaper. James Howe McClure, who said, "I long, long, long ago thought the finest thing to be is an entertainer, with tons of funny things to say. If people find lots more in my work, that's great, but if they just read and have a good laugh, that's fine for me." It's the birthday of Michael Palmer, a physician, author of suspense thrillers, born Springfield, Massachusetts, 1942. He'd been reading suspense fiction between shifts in the emergency room. And when a former classmate published a novel, Palmer thought he could do one himself. He was working between 80 and 100 hours a week, so he could only write 1 page a night. But he finally finished a book, and it came out in 1982, The Sisterhood, about a group of nurses who murder for hire. Publishers Weekly said of the book, "Palmer's novel will do nothing to enhance the reputation of the nursing profession," but it was a huge bestseller, so he kept writing, wrote 12 more books, including his latest, The First Patient, which came out this year. Michael Palmer, who said, "The hospital provides a continuous flow of emotion, of triumph and tragedy, of pain and relief from pain that exists nowhere else." It's the birthday of John Lennon, born Liverpool, 1940, an only child raised by his aunt and uncle, his mother living nearby, who encouraged him to play the banjo and later the guitar. And it's the birthday of the Mexican filmmaker and screenwriter Guillermo del Toro, born in Guadalajara in 1964, whose films include Pan's Labyrinth, which came out a couple of years ago. He wrote the original screenplay, a film about a young girl named Ophelia who encounters magical creatures in the woods as she witnesses the brutal acts of the military and guerrillas in the aftermath of the Spanish Civil War. Here's a poem for today by Anne Iverson, Hummingbirds. Now 5 have come to dine off the steady banquet of pink geranium. The only sound is the whir of their wings. Soon it will be autumn. One is a window washer on scaffolding. It pauses as though to sigh before cleaning the next section. But something, as always, will abruptly reel up the ropes of summer. Hummingbirds by Anne Iverson, from Come Now to the Window, published by the Laurel Poetry Collective. and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.